With this Spotlight on the Arts, I'm Mike Doyle. Kinder Transport is a play to be presented at Williams Baptist College off Highway 67 at College City, north of Walnut Ridge, tonight. I'm on the phone with the director of the play, Assistant Professor of Speech, Drama, and Journalism at Williams Baptist since 1983, Melinda Williams. Melinda, good to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much.
This sounds like a really interesting and moving play. How's it going?
Going really well. I've had about three people on campus say, so this is not a comedy, right? And it is definitely a thought-provoking play. It is definitely something that's going to put a lot of different things into perspective. I think that even people that are unfamiliar with World War II, I mean, I've talked to people that have actually lived during that time period, but even if you haven't lived during that time period or experienced any of those things, I think there's going to be things that you can identify with in the play.
Now, Kinder Transport is based on the story of Jewish children who were transported to Britain before the outbreak of war in September of 1939. Where were they transported from and why?
Most of them were transported from Germany. English government had, well, they knew what was happening in Germany, and they had an inkling about what was about to happen, that Jewish families were going to be sent to concentration camps. And so they tried to save as many of the children as possible. They didn't save as many as they wanted to, but 10,000, I believe in the research that we did for the play, 10,000 Jewish children were saved on the Kinder transport.
Now, how about their parents?
According to our research, most of the children were never reunited with their parents. I don't think there was a percentage, but most of the parents went to concentration camp. Some of the parents survived, but the children had lived for so long in England that they just stayed as citizens in England. And sometimes the parents would actually come to England and live with the children, and sometimes they just stayed separated, depending on the age of the child.
Melinda, is Kinder Transport based on an actual situation involving real Jewish children who came to live in England, or is it a work of fiction based on a broad composite of events that happened at that time?
Well, the Kinder Transport is true. The story of the English government saving the Jewish children. The characters in this particular play are a combination of people that the playwright Diane Samuels, she's an English playwright, and she interviewed people that had been on the Kinder transport, and then she created the story. So the characters in the play are not real, but the situation is actually a real situation that occurred.
I'm speaking with Melinda Williams, director of Kinder Transport, a play to be presented tonight and tomorrow night at Williams Baptist College in the Old Chapel. Now, there's a central character, Eva, who finds herself in Manchester, England, living with the Miller family. And after her mother and father were unable to escape from Germany, Eva starts building a new life with the Millers. This sounds like a really challenging role for some student to play.
It is. She's done a fine job. Anna Hayden is a senior from Conway, and she's actually emphasizing music and theater. She had to learn lines in German that she has to speak in German. She had to speak with a German accent, and she has to lose that accent in the course of the play and develop an English accent. So it has been a challenge for her, but she's a very talented young lady, and she's pulled it off very well.
I understand that Eva, the character, changes her name to Evelyn.
She wanted a new start. I think she was the age of 18 when she became a naturalized citizen. She changed it to Evelyn because she wanted an English name. Eva's mother actually comes back in the course of the play to get her to leave with her, and she won't leave. And you find out that the name Eva was actually her grandmother's name. It really breaks her German mother's heart when she has changed her name.
The play is Kinder Transport. It's being presented tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Old Chapel on the campus of Williams Baptist College near Walnut Ridge. Melinda, you've had quite a few plays in that Old Chapel, I believe.
Oh, yes. We've done some work on the Old Chapel and renovated it. It's my favorite. I really like it. It's very intimate, and it's the kind of directing I like to do.
General admission is $3, and there's a $1 cost for senior citizens and students. I've been speaking with Melinda Williams, who has an associate's degree from Williams Baptist, and she has a bachelor's and two master's degrees from ASU in Jonesboro. She's been on the faculty and directing plays at Williams Baptist since 1983. Good to speak with you.
Well, thank you so much.
For Spotlight on the Arts, I'm Mike Doyle.